so here's what I'm starting to dig into, and I want you to think about this. I was talking about this before the break. Big old double play. Here's what I'm starting to wonder, as I did last week. Is this an inside play by Democrats to push Joe Biden to the sidelines? But what I'm thinking now is it's bigger than that. It's this. Is it possible that the Department of Justice has known about Joe Biden's classified document problems for a lot longer than it's been public? Are the puppet masters and power players behind the curtain working this to perfection? First, they set up former President Donald Trump to completely tar and feather him in public and make him even more toxic. And maybe if they're lucky, get him into a position, a legal predicament, and then somehow disqualify him from running at all in 2024. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was made to be a very public circus, and maybe that was the point. Make people choose sides, with Democrats and their media pals going into hyperdrive to attack Trump, demand his head on a platter. Okay, mission accomplished. Meanwhile, the masters of deception were smiling, quietly waiting for the so-called leak to happen that involves Joe Biden's documents, because now maybe they'll be able to disqualify both of these candidates. Both the candidates they despise and want to keep off the 2024 ballot. What if this was all designed from the beginning to clear not just Trump, but Joe Biden too? Because for different reasons, neither one can be controlled by those that believe they're the ones that should be running the country and maybe are. And honestly, that's the way we arrive at this conclusion. Let that one sink in for a bit. A big fat twofer wrapped up in old classified and top secret documents that very likely have little national security concerns linked to them anymore anyway. You trash Donald Trump. Then you turn around after Joe Biden's used words to trash Donald Trump himself and hang him too. You know, the walls really are closing in when major news companies like ABC News are taking the president to task. And this means his media lapdogs are jumping ship in the organized effort to disqualify him from running again. It seems the same play being run on Donald Trump is now getting Joe Biden as well. And that's where my concern lies. Listen to this.
There's no there there. Those were the president's words this week when he was asked about the classified documents found over the last few months at his Delaware residence and a private office in Washington, D.C. But this morning, it turns out there is even more there than first thought. Federal investigators from the Department of Justice seized more than half a dozen items from the president's Wilmington home on Friday, including some documents marked classified after an extensive but consensual 13-hour search of the property. The president's personal lawyer disclosed the information last night, saying some of the records were from Biden's time as senator and some from when he was vice president. The search of a sitting president's home dramatically escalates the political fallout, if not the legal problems, after the White House consistently tried to downplay the significance all week.
Ah, trap set. Bam. You get the White House to step into the trap, to trash talk Donald Trump, to go after him for being reckless and careless with national security documents and so forth. Some Democrats, like Senator Chris Coons, said Joe Biden is ignorant. And we're supposed to feel good about that, apparently. Listen to this.
How can he say he takes classified material seriously when some of what was found may have been in his home for more than a decade, and he seemingly had no idea?
Well, the important point there, Martha, is that he had no idea. As you know, if you're serving in the Senate or as vice president or president, you literally get millions of documents coming through your office week in and week out. And as you get more senior and as the matters that you're handling are more important and occasionally more classified, the volume gets higher. So I do think this was inadvertent. The whole point of having a special counsel is to ensure that and to give the American people confidence in that. But frankly, Martha, I also don't think this is an issue that's keeping Americans up at night.
Do you have more confidence because Joe Biden is ignorant of what's going on? Martha clearly had no idea what's going on. Like most days in the West Wing, Joe Biden is completely lost. Therefore, he's innocent because he's an imbecile. Well, thank you, Chris. That really doesn't help me sleep better at night. So where does it all go from here? Will the American people agree that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden should get the boot from the November 2024 election? Will there be backlash against such a thing? And do people in power behind the scenes even care? Where has the DOJ been looking for documents What homes have been searched? What still lies ahead? Will more places that Joe Biden's had access to be searched? Right now, that's being kept on the down low. Nobody's going to say it's mum's the word. Listen.
Has the FBI searched the president's home in Rehoboth, Delaware?
So I'm going to be very careful here not to speak ahead of potential investigative steps by the DOJ. We're in full cooperation with them. The president's lawyers, White House counsel's office, we're being totally cooperative with DOJ as they move ahead on this. So I want to be very careful not to talk about potential investigative steps. But I think it's important to know that, you know, the president's lawyers are talking with DOJ, are being cooperative as they ask for material or information, and that's going to continue. That's consistent with the president's commitment from the very beginning.
So then you're not going to answer the next question, which is, has the White House already given DOJ access to that house now that the Wilmington search has been completed?
Well, so I think the statements that the president's personal lawyers put out last weekend, for example, noted that they've been in coordination with DOJ throughout this search process. Those are discussions that are happening between the personal lawyers and the DOJ. We want to be really careful not to speak ahead of any of those steps.
Let me be clear about what he's saying. We want to be real careful not to speak ahead of those steps because we want to make sure that when we're lying accurately. And we're lying at the appropriate time about the appropriate subject. You know, like saying all the searches are done, that sort of thing, and all the documents have been found and turned over, and Joe Biden's cooperating and all this, and we don't want to get ahead of the comments. Well, I wouldn't either at this point. By the way, I'm still on the over. More documents to be found. More trashing of Joe Biden to follow. You see, the problem with Joe Biden is his ego got in the way. He doesn't want to leave the presidency. So as they tried to trash Trump out, they said, you know, we might be able to get two for one here. That's really what I think, looking at this as it continues to expand. That's the logical play. Get Trump into jeopardy, get Biden and his administration to weigh in several times, and then go, oh, whoopsie, whoop, look what we have here. Think about it. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.